In the 1940s, Arnett Cobb, Buddy Tate, and many tenor players from the Southwest began to blend the big, full tenor sound associated with Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster with the brash, bluesy vocal sounds often used by blues singers from Texas. These extroverted sounds were not only extremely rhythmic, they often were the instrumental embodiment of the cry of the blues. In his early days, Buddy Tate worked with many territory bands in Texas, so when he replaced Herschel Evans in the Count Basie band, he brought with him the memory of Texas-style boogie-woogie, blues, and the Southwestern approach to swinging. He epitomizes the phrase, Texas tenor. With Larry Vukovich on piano, Edgar Williams on bass, Vince Latiano on drums, from the Keystone Corner in San Francisco, here is Buddy Tate. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
It's on, isn't it?
Thank you.
I Can't Get Started With You, beautifully played by Buddy Tate. Let's listen as Buddy speaks with Glenn Alpert about joining the original Count Basie band and replacing the great Herschel Evans.
When you joined the Basie band in 39, you joined an aggregation that was to become acknowledged as one of the greatest bands of all time, and you were in amazing company. And I think there's a quote where Basie said that it was a little rough at first, but then Buddy Tate joined and smoothed things out after Herschel passed. And maybe you could talk a little about the Basie band. It definitely is one of the hallmarks of jazz.
Well, it was for me, that was just about the best thing that it could have happened, you know. And but when I first heard the band that night, they had brought a boy from New York. They were on a tour, and I met the band in Kansas City. And I went to listen to this band that first night, although I'd heard them play, you know, like years before. Man, they scared me to death. And I says, maybe I better go on back to Omaha. I don't know, I could have made the wrong move. You know? So it must have been 15,000 people in there. 500 standing in front of the band with their arms like this. Now, they was killing the people. They kept asking for Blue and Sentimental. And Basie says, well, I can't. He's dead. Of course, a lot of people knew it wasn't Lester's type thing to play anyway, you know, so they weren't playing Blue and Sentimental. So when I was waiting, this other kid would play the first half, and then I would play, like, after intermission, the other half. He's trying to make up their mind which one they really wanted, you know. So he says, oh, he says, I was sitting over like Scott sitting over there. He says, hey, Bud, do you remember that? You know Blue and Sentimental? I said, I heard it. I didn't want to play it, man, because everybody, it was on the spot. It was really on the spot, man. And he said, take the horn out now. Come on now. Skip, get up. Let him do this. There was no choice. It was just a head arrangement. So, man, it took me to look like an hour to get my horn out of the case. I'm shaking like this, trembling. And looked like the mic was a mile and a half to walk down to him. Like, he made the introduction. So I stumbled through it and got a standing ovation. And everybody in the band stood up and says, he's the one, don't look any farther. And everybody would listen.
Buddy Tate, speaking with Glenn Alpert. Many young musicians have been fascinated by the tenor saxophone tradition, as exemplified by Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster, Herschel Evans, Paul Gonzalez, Don Byas, Illinois Jacket, and other pre-bop players. Scott Hamilton is such a young man, a swinging player. Scott affects the breathy sound of Hawkins and Webster and lays back on the beat like Illinois Jacket. An awareness of bebop and later styles is evident in his harmonic and melodic approach. But his dominant influence is the pre-bop style of the Texas tenors. Here is Scott Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Scott Hamilton, playing the blues at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco. Arnett Cleophas Cobb was the father figure for most of the rhythm and blues tenor players of the 1940s and 50s. He established the hard-driving, honking style that was the principal ingredient in rhythm and blues records for almost two generations. Arnett overcame serious injury to again play the exciting style he created with Lionel Hampton and continued in his own groups. Let's join Arnett on stage. Thank you.
Sleeping with the gold record on his pillow. I'm sure most of you heard him when I joined him here in 1910 at Golden Gate Theater right here in San Francisco. And we hope you may like our version with Larry, Vince, and Ed.
Thank you.
Buddy Tate and Scott Hamilton back to the stand. Thank you. I like to say this to you before Buddy gets up here good, that we all thank you very kindly for the way you received us this night. Also, I don't speak alone for myself. I speak for all the guys in the band, yeah? Larry Vukovich on the piano. Ed Williams on the bass. Vince Latham on the drum. Young one in the crew, this young one over here, Scott Hamilton on tenor. Buddy Tate, partner, yo. Yours truly, Arnett Cobb. And we all chime in to bid each and all of you a very pleasant and safe good night now.
The sound of Texas tenors emanating from the Keystone Corner in San Francisco.